Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to CJR Radio Local News. The Russell Township Recreation Complex project has been moving forward with many areas completed through the month of November. The CIMCO refrigerator plant, natural gas generator and several pieces of rooftop equipment were installed. The exterior brickwork was finished and the exterior steel framing and boarding around the community center is mostly complete. Masonry crews continued building interior block walls in rings 2 and 3 as well as in back of house area. The concrete slab for ring 1 has been poured and the change room floors for the arena and pool have also been completed. For more updates about the recreation complex in Russell, visit the Russell Township webpage. Russell Township is reminding its residents that starting January 5, 2026, garbage collection will be automated using the black bins recently delivered. Collection remains weekly on the usual collection day. You are advised to place the bin at the curb by 7 a.m. with wheels away from the road. Recycling is now handled by a third party and no longer managed by the township. For any questions, collection problems, or to receive a bin, contact Miller Waste at the following email address: area2@millerwaste.ca or at the following phone number 1-888-852-2374. For information about the dates for special collections for the year, you can download the 2026 collection calendar at russell.ca/waste or get a printed copy at Town Hall. You can also register for email reminders at russell.ca/subscribe. Christmas tree drop-off will start on December 26 and will end on January 4th. Starting January 1st, 2026, new Ontario Fire Code rules for carbon monoxide alarms will take effect. For updates, you can follow the Township and Fire Services on social media. Russell Township Fire Services will offer a Red Cross Standard First Aid and CPRC course in January and February. Each course includes an 8-hour online portion completed before class and 2 4-hour in-person sessions. More information on registration, date and time of courses will be shared on social media, or you can contact fire-depth@russell.ca. The Ottawa Police Service has announced that so far this year there have been 153 personal robberies, up 21.4% from the same period in 2024. 30 of this year's personal robberies have stemmed from online buying and selling. These types of crimes have historically increased leading up to and including the holiday season. The Ottawa Police Service is advising residents to prioritize their personal safety when arranging to meet with strangers for a trade with these following safety tips. Avoid inviting strangers to your home to complete a transaction. Bring a friend and choose a well-lit public place with video surveillance, preferably a safe trade zone. Meet during daylight hours. Last-minute changes to the meeting location should be treated as a red flag. Walk away from the exchange if you're asked to go to a second unfamiliar location and avoid meeting in vacant parking lots or secluded areas. The Ottawa Police safe trade locations are the Kanata Police Station, 211 Huntmar Drive, the Green Bank Police Station at 245 Green Bank Road, Elgin Police Station at 466 Metcalf Street, the Leitrim Police Station at 4561 Bank Street, Orleans Police Station at 3343 San Joseph Boulevard. For more information, visit ottawapolice.ca/safetrade. Good Neighbors Food Bank provides food every month to more than 300 people from Russell Township and the surrounding communities. The need keeps growing and every act of kindness, no matter the size, truly makes a difference. The Good Neighbors Food Bank is asking for your kind support to help them provide Christmas baskets for families in the community who are going through difficult times. You can donate via e-transfer, drop off non-perishable items at their location in Embrum or at the grocery stores in Russell Township. Visit their Facebook page for updates or their website at goodneighbors.wixsite.com/foodbank. Ottawa Public Health is advising people to be cautious and well-informed about safety regarding ice on rivers and lakes. The ice on a river or lake must be 6 inches thick to support just one person. It needs to be a lot thicker to support more people or a vehicle. If you are not sure if the ice is safe, stay off the ice and choose an indoor/outdoor rink to skate. All ice on rivers, lakes, or streams can be risky. Before stepping on a frozen river or lake, you should check the ice conditions. Clear blue ice is strong and the safest. White ice is half as strong and can cover up dangers. Gray ice is unsafe and will not support much weight. Changing temperatures, salt from roads, undersurface currents, and rocks can all affect the thickness of the ice. Consistent temperatures below freezing are needed for natural bodies of water to freeze. Other tips about safety on ice include wearing a life jacket, avoiding stormwater management ponds, not going out onto ice alone or at night. You can also learn about what you can do if you or someone you are with falls through the ice at lifesavingsociety.com. Have a fun winter time and stay safe out there. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye!